Good morning. So last week I told my pastor emeritus that I'll be here preaching at a multi-ethics symposium. So his wife was next to him, asked me, why? So I said, because I'm Chinese. And then she said, preach Chinese.
因为平安从你父上帝并主耶稣基督归大家,
Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother and sister, I want to let you know that the Bible verse that I want to focus on today is actually on Psalm 145, verse 3. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Our generation have changed how we use certain words. For example, since the past decades, whenever we need to search something online, some of us would probably say this, Google it. So now, if we're to modernize Psalm 145, verse 3, it would sound like this. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and its greatness is, wait for it, ungoogleable. Now we have that new AI called a ChatGPT, right? I mean, we all heard it on the news. And that AI actually can give you an answer for almost everything. And I heard that it could even pass a bar exam. Maybe we could send him like exegesis or something, right? Let's see how that works out. So I got a chance to play with the demo for a couple months ago before it was bought by a big corporation. It was quite amazing. I really like it. I think my friend actually let the kids use it and he used it for homework. But it did give a disclaimer at the time, and it says that it can provide information only until 2021. We depend on these search engines, AI, every day. But one thing for sure, their knowledge has limits. This week we come together not just to lift up the name of our God and King, we are also here to search for answer for the worries and concern that is in our hearts. What will happen in our ministries 10 or 20 years from now? What about the next generation? What about our children, 1.5, 2.0, or hey, 3.0? It is hard enough to get them to go to church every Sunday, let alone expecting them to bless and praise God every day, just like this beautiful song that we were singing earlier about Psalm 145. Praising God, blessing God forever. It is challenging. It's tough. We can't figure it out. We don't understand this generation, and sometimes we don't even understand what God wants us to do. So we come to God, and we ask desperately, Lord, what shall we do? But as frustrating as we don't understand or know everything from God, his unsearchable greatness gives us comfort. So many years ago, I was at a family gathering, and a big group of kids were playing hide and seek at a host family, and they're having a lot of fun. So we're watching from the kitchen, and the younger daughter of the host got picked as a seeker, and the rest of them start to find their favorite spot or the best spot to hide as the seeker begin to count down. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, here I go. So we start searching. There. Go about like 5 to 7 minutes, slowly one after another get found. As they were found, they all walk back to the kitchen and get their snacks. And then later on, they all come in to enjoy their juice and chips. 15 minutes later, the older brother of the host, of the daughter, the seeker, came in from the backyard. And with a dumbfounded look, he looked at the kids and say, what's going on? Where is everyone? I've been waiting in the backyard hiding. No one found me. Well, apparently, he found a bad spot that no one knew. Not only others could not find him, everyone ended up forgetting about him. Now, it would make sense for the boy who lives there to find a bad spot, because that's his home. But what's funny and embarrassing and scary at the same time was that he was forgotten. Our God is a creator of the world. He transcends space, time, generation, understanding, etc., etc. We live in a world he's created. So it makes sense his greatness is unsearchable. It is impossible to reach. Go way far beyond us. But somehow, it is also forgettable. Let's face it, ministries are tough. But there are times, especially in the ministry for the 1.5 and 2.0, we lost hope. Sometimes we would even be tempted to give up searching for the appropriate way because we're not seeing the immediate results, just like we do when we type, you know, on a Google, we Google it or we do the AI thing, it comes back the result right away. Ministry doesn't work like that, does it? And then we might say that it's not working. We are uncomfortable doing whatever we're doing right now. We don't see any future. We don't see any hope. So we would rather stay with the generation 1.0. Or the ministry, we can see immediate results. We keep going, we keep doing what seems to be working, and we stop taking risks. And we stop asking the question, Lord, what shall we do? When we forget God, it is scary. But what makes the greatness of God so unsearchable, so impossible to figure out, is his grace and mercy and his love for us. Yes, we can't figure God out. Why would he forgive sinners like you and me? Why would he give us grace when we make the same mistakes again, again, and again? Why would he still take care of all of us? Showing mercy to believers and non-believers, providing rain, food, our daily needs, even health and life. When we skip church just to get a couple more hours of sleep, or totally don't go to church at all because we feel like we're missing out, we forget that part of the greatness of God sometimes, don't we? And that's why Jesus is here today, looking at all of us with a dumbfounded look. And he would tell us, asking us, what's going on? Where have you been? Fear not, I am here. Let's go together. His greatness is unsearchable. Not only can we not figure him out, we can't even find him on our own. So Jesus, the great shepherd, come and find us and claim us to his own. And the immediate result? Crucify him! Crucify him! Yet he kept going. And with his own suffering and death on the cross for our sins, he vindicates us. Then on Easter Sunday, what happened? Christ is risen. He's triumphing over death, and the life he gives us is new, is eternal, is forever. So is God really ungoogleable? In a way, no. His word can be found everywhere. Your phone, internet, tablet, you name it, is there. But his grace and his mercy and his love and his knowledge and understanding are unsearchable. And through the cross, we realize the love of Jesus for us is just too great for our heart, mind, and soul to comprehend. But through the Word and the Holy Spirit, we know at least one thing. Because of the work of the cross and His love, you and I are saved. Thanks be to God. The greatness of God is unsearchable. His grace and His mercy know no bound. His greatness gives us comfort and hope because He has no limits. And all of us, as His sheep, we can praise Him forever and ever in this life and to the next. And that greatness of God is what we want to pass on to the next generation. Verse 4 of Psalm 145 writes, "One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." Our sons and daughters need to be astonished by God's mighty acts. They need to see the endless love that our Lord Jesus gave us when He shed His blood on the cross. Our future generation, 1.5, 2.0, 3.0, need to realize that they are loved by God, who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. And then, with the help of the Holy Spirit, believe. In Acts 2 reading today, we witness something very similar to our context. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached Christ crucified, and the listeners were asking a similar question, "Brothers, what should we do?" After telling everyone to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of forgiveness of sin and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, Peter said this, "For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God called to Himself." He's a Jewish, 1.5. 2.0, 3.0. The number could keep going up, and they speak different languages. And I'm sure they brought their kids. Can you imagine how big of an impact this Pentecost had on these kids? Let me tell you, it can be big. You see, decades ago, I'm one of those teenagers, 1.5 Chinese and 2.0 Christian, who would follow his pastor dad and mom to many pastoral conferences and conventions. I am almost sure that my dad would never imagine a day that he would have to listen to his son preaching to him. Now, he had to listen to my sermon almost every Sunday. So keep preaching the good news to the 1.5 and 2.0. Be with them. Talk to them. And in the ministry, invite them to tag along. Let them get involved in all things. Speak Christ crucified. Sure, we may not see the result of this planting of the seed in our lifetime, but they will have heard this unsearchable greatness so they can be saved. We plant, others may water. It is up to our unsearchable God to give the growth. So hold on to that unsearchable grace and mercy of God. Be ready to share the unsearchable greatness of God with the next generation wherever we go. Because Jesus is still calling us today to this wonderful mission. And I pray that your answer is still the same, like the many saints and missionaries before us. Here am I, sent me, or to modernize it, sign me up. Amen. May the peace of God who surpasses all understanding, we guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.